Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I live in Columbia, South Carolina, and at 10:30 last night, I got an email from Living Styles Advanced Contact and Entry Monthly Subscription, and where Lifestyle Victories or whatever took out $39.85 out of my bank account. And I did not confirm that. I did not order that. And I'm wondering what in the world's going on.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And for me to better assist you, can I have the zip code that you're calling about?
It's 29045.
First and last name?
Noor, N-O-O-R. Cynthia is my first name.
And you said that zip code is 29045?
Right.
Okay, hold on for me one moment.
Okay.
Cynthia?
Yes.
Can you verify that shipping address for me?
My address is 309 Stallion Drive, Elgin, South Carolina, 29045.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do have that account pulled up. Just bear with me one moment. Let me look over this account for you and see why you're being charged.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So it looks like that you enter into a contest entry.
No, I have not. I have not entered into anything. I have been going through this with my my vanilla card, I just had a bunch of scams come up on it. And then this is actually a government card that I can't even order a pizza off of, I thought, no matter how much money I had in it. So it really blew my mind. And how I got alerted is because the Direct Express, my government card, because I'm disabled, it goes to my email, and it alerted me at 10:30 last night when everything that comes out of that card, it'll send me an email, and it'll give me the notification sound and tell me exactly where it came from and exactly how much it was and even the exact amount of my ending balance on my government-issued card. And that's how I found out at 10:39 last night. And then I went scrolled on down, and I seen the email from where I'm calling now, and I was like, what in the world is really going on? So I called Direct Express last night and informed them, and they told me that this $39.85 was still pending and that I could call them back in 2 days and dispute it. And so I read through the email from you guys and got the phone number and know that, you know, it said that I could call Monday through Friday from 8 or 9 or whatever until 5. And so I wanted to call and see what kind of answers I got from y'all, because I have not entered or done nothing like that. And I live on very little money a month, and I just need my money back.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So just hold on for me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
So I'm going to get this account canceled out for you. So just hold on for me one moment while I do that for you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great.
Okay, thank you for holding that line for me. So I do have that to cancel out for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am. I thought I had a pen. Hold on, I do. Okay, what was it now?
C as in Charlie, 186-03-41.
C as in Charlie, 1866.
186.
1860341.
C 1860341. Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
And that's the cancellation number you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's all I need to know then, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.